The folder which I'm working with now is titled Phalo, PHALO/OSP, Proposal, Computer Fiber Optics. The first document I find is titled Laser Mirrors, written Wednesday, July the 9th, 1980. A mirror reflects and contains light because the conducting electrons in the mirror silver interact with the light. These conducting electrons are in motion within the crystal lattice of the silver. As the conducting electrons come to the surface of the crystal lattice, they must turn around and re-enter the lattice, interacting with incident light at the surface. The number of conducting electrons and their energy determines the light energy density that can be supported in a laser by the mirror. It is possible to bias a mirror by applying a negative electron surplus potential to the silver. It is further possible to share the energy and its vector by magnetic bias of these conducting electrons at the silver mirror surface. The thickness of the silver film of the mirror and the orientation of the crystals is part of the technology. Even the method and pattern of supplying the negative electrical bias affects the energy intensity possible. The laser media is pumped by such means as xenon flashes. It is possible to synchronize the stimulation of the laser media and the electrical bias of the mirror which supports it. The next letter by Z. Charnot is addressed to Mr. Keith Alexander, Vice President and General Manager, Phalo/OSD, 3530 Pharmacy Ave, Scarborough, Ontario, N1W2T9, Friday, June the 12th, 1981, regarding computer output to fiber optic communication signal technique, fiber optic signal to computer signal code. Dear Mr. Alexander, thank you for discussing this technical interest with us. Fortunately, it coincides with research we have in inventory. Please see the attached discussion on Peer Task Force's Patent Alliance Trust and Research in Inventory. You seem ready to follow the lead of Moore Corporation. They have bought and continued to buy some of the know-how they need. We serve them. We are working in the area of computer printers and memory technology for them. Heading: Basis of Technique. In general, our findings are based upon the view, don't use computer output energy to generate light. Use the computer output energy to control light. We propose a magnetically biased mirror. We see the possibility of extending your performance of 100 kilobytes per second to 2.4 billion bits per second by modulating the reflectivity of a mirror, with which by both composition and bias supports a light wavelength spectra compatible with the fiber optics you use. Requirement: please give us a percentage of transmission versus wavelength spectra for your fiber optics. The immediate performance should permit transmission of the whole to the of the Encyclopedia Britannica in 0.5 seconds or less. I have mentioned to you over the telephone that our solution is derived from laser mirror research and inventory, but it requires adaptation. We also require from you either affirmation of this formulation of the performance of the development or a restatement of the performance. We can disclose no more technical information about our methods until you do three things. 1. Affirm or restate the performance of the technology, written. 2. Advance a $1,250 retainer and agree to pay another $1,250 for a report on the technique and its adaptation to your requirement. 3. Deposit a letter of credit with a referee with instructions to release the sum in the event the report, as a minimum or the maximum, a working model, meets the performance criteria you affirm or restate. Heading: Right of First Refusal. The letter of credit should be for $5,000 for a right of first refusal, leaving us able to offer our research and inventory to others, but requiring that any offer we gain gives you a right of first refusal at the negotiated price. Heading: Option. If the letter of credit is for $20,000, you have an option for 120 days. This bars all discussions with other companies. The option lapses to a right of first refusal thereafter. Heading: Site of a working model. If you require site of a working model, we will need 5 months' time, and the letter of credit will need to be for $80,000 with instructions to release $20,000 upon compliance of the report with the criteria you either affirm or restate, with another $20,000 released 50 days after, another $20,000 released 50 days after that, and a further $20,000 upon presentation of the working model. Heading: Retaining the working model. If you want to keep the model, you must increase the first two of the four payments by $32,500 to $55,000. Heading: Patent Rights. We will issue a license with a sole and exclusive right to sublicense on your stated field or fields of interest and territories of interest, with payment of royalties of 4.5% of the manufacturer's invoice price, payable quarterly, and payment of direct costs of filing the patents in your territories of interest. We have filed patents in 109 countries up to now, and we have familiarity with the process. Thank you for your disclosure of the technical field of interest, your attention and time. I look forward to the possibility of serving Phalo. Even beyond this project, we know how to manage intellectual properties worldwide. Kind regards, Peer Task Force, Z.P. Charnot, Ph.D., Director, R.F. Talbot, B.S.C., Director, Enclosures, Patent Alliance, Trust Policies.